St. Mary's River anglers can expect waterflow through the rapids to fluctuate on Tuesday as the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers performs an inspection of the gates of the compensating works. Such routine inspections are required every 5 years. Once the inspection is complete, the gates at the compensating works will be returned to the position set in early May, equivalent to approximately 8 gates fully open, says a news release from the International Lake Superior Board of Control. For further details, please see the news release below. Anglers and other users of the St. Mary's Rapids, please be advised that the United States Army Corps of Engineers will be performing an inspection on the gates of the compensating works at the head of the St. Mary's Rapids on Tuesday, May 23, 2023. These inspections are required every 5 years. Throughout the day, the inspection team will test and operate each gate at varying times. As a result, the flow in the rapids will continuously fluctuate between approximately 1,070 cubic meters per second, 37,800 cubic feet per second, and 1,210 cubic meters per second, 42,700 cubic feet per second, or the equivalence of approximately 7 to 8 gates fully open. Once the inspection is complete, the gates at the compensating works will be returned to the position set in early May, equivalent to approximately 8 gates fully open. Due to the temporary and sequential nature of the inspection, the total flow through St. Mary's River will remain at 2,890 cubic meters per second, 102,100 cubic feet per second, for the month of May. The International Lake Superior Board of Control is responsible for managing the control works on the St. Mary's River and regulating the outflow from Lake Superior into Lake Michigan Huron. Under any outflow management plan, the ability to regulate the flow through the St. Mary's River does not mean that full control of the water levels of Lake Superior and Lake Michigan Huron is possible. This is because the major factors affecting water supply to the Great Lakes, i.e. precipitation, evaporation, and runoff, cannot be controlled, and are difficult to accurately predict. Outflow management cannot eliminate the risk of extreme water levels from occurring during periods of severe weather and water supply conditions. Additional information can be found at the board's homepage or on Facebook.